The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The LA Times this week runs an article, are most homeless mentally ill? That's the question they ask in a piece that goes on to have a subheadline. Psychological substance abuse and other problems are more pervasive than LA agency reported, a Times analysis finds. And you read a little bit of this piece, it says, mental illness, substance abuse, and physical disabilities are much more prevalent in Los Angeles County's homeless population than officials have previously reported, a Times analysis has found. The Times examined more than 4,000 questionnaires taken as part of this year's point-in-time count and found that about 76% of individuals living outside on the streets reported being or were observed to be affected by mental illness, substance abuse, poor health, or a physical disability. The Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority, it goes on to say, which conducts the annual count, narrowly interpreted the data to produce much lower numbers. All right. It's time for At the Heart of Our Homeless segment. Andy Bales is joining us. He is the CEO at Union Rescue Mission. Andy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
First off, does this surprise you that the numbers are higher than we're hearing?
No, it actually surprises me that they are not higher because I don't think you can stay on the streets more than one night and not be mentally impacted by that experience. I've stayed on the streets one night many times over. The last time I stayed out was New Year's Eve, and I was out in a wheelchair because I hadn't gotten my new leg back yet, and I barely survived the night. I got a stomach issue. And I had already lined up a restroom three blocks away. And that night I put in 13 miles back and forth from where I stayed on the street to the hotel in order to use the restroom. And imagine not having a restroom to go to, being in a wheelchair. I estimate about 5,000 people are in wheelchairs on the streets at night. And I'm telling you that if I spent more than one night on the streets, I couldn't sleep the first night. Second night, I probably would have passed out from fatigue. And then when you get attacked or knocked in the head, who knows what would happen to you? If you're a woman, it's much worse than that. Women not only get assaulted, it's the number of times they get assaulted that is in question, not that they get assaulted. How could you keep your mental health by spending any time on the streets? I'm shocked at the 24% who still are, functioning in a good way, a healthy way, after spending any time on the streets. I don't think anybody could spend any time on the streets and not be mentally impacted. And believe me, I was totally attacked by advocates and activists around the world when I was quoted in a news story where I said that 100% of the people on the streets are mentally impacted by homelessness, or they turn to drugs to escape the hellish reality that they are in, or both. There's no way to escape this if you're left on the streets. Human beings were not meant to live on the mean streets of Los Angeles.
So aside from the numbers being different from what they reported, what is the political implication here? Lhasa, according to the LA Times, says only 29% of the homeless population had either a mental illness or substance abuse disorder, and therefore 71 did not have a serious mental illness.
Well, you need to have recovery programs, and you need mental health supportive services along with housing. And our own mayor lists the causes of homelessness. He doesn't even mention in the top five. He doesn't even mention addiction. And we know that addiction does lead to about 20% of people experiencing homelessness. And once you are homeless, you turn to drugs to escape the mess that you're in. So the fact that you are on the streets and now in need of addiction recovery programs is completely lost by certain advocates, even our own mayor. And it's a part of it, right? It's an important part of it. And that's why we believe in recovery at Union Rescue Mission. Other places, Midnight Mission, LA Mission, other places believe in recovery. Well, the way we're going about it in Los Angeles no longer portrays that anyone believes in recovery. They believe in permanent supportive housing at $500,000 to $700,000 per person, per unit, and they believe in allowing alcohol, not only alcohol and marijuana use, but meth and heroin and hard drug use. And that does not cure the problem. That does not fix the problem. It's just like bringing what's out on the streets into a lonely apartment. And the drug addiction rate is so high in those permanent supportive housing units that drug overdoses are no longer even kept track of. By drug overdose, the news is so bad that they don't even keep track of it anymore.
Now, you mentioned Midnight Mission. What compare your group to their group? Are they similar, different? What's the story?
Midnight Mission believes in the 10-step AA program. So they're not a faith-based group necessarily, but they do believe in recovery through the 10 steps. And, of course, LA Mission and Union Rescue Mission both run recovery programs. And that has become less popular. I can tell you, when they launched the Housing First Harm Reduction Movement, they said recovery doesn't work. The old archaic missions way of doing things doesn't work. They used to manage the problem. We're going to solve the problem. That's how they marketed the Housing First Harm Reduction approach. They put us down in order to lift themselves up. And here we are, maybe 10 years later, and what is the problem done? It has exploded exponentially. Not only are they not solving it, they're not even managing the program anymore.
Andy Bales is with us, Union Rescue Mission, just looking at some of the stories this week. Midnight Mission, they honored a Motown legend this past
Smokey
week.
Smokey Robinson.
That's right. The singer-songwriter explained why he supported their organization. Take a listen.
The Midnight Mission does such great work, and it gets people off the streets for many different reasons, you know. Those who have just lost their homes and their jobs, or if they were afflicted by drugs or alcohol or something. And it actually helps people.
All right, that's their reaction. The one-time leader of the Miracles has supported the Midnight Mission for many years. Does your organization have a cadre of people in the celebrity realm who support you guys?
We do. They do. Ours do it quite quietly. So just to give you an idea, William Shatner gives a gift every year in honor of his family. He gives a gift to Union Rescue Mission, and then he sends all of his family a card saying, "Your gift was given to the Union Rescue Mission for their good work." Angela Lansbury sends a faithful gift every month. Pauly Perrette from NCIS, Abby on NCIS before she left, has been very helpful. Angela Bassett has been very helpful. Reba McIntyre stepped up with first and last and security deposits during the Great Recession. We were just recently on the Kelly Clarkson show, and she came to the mission and had a birthday party on the roof with all of the kids at Union Rescue Mission and featured us on her new show. So we have some folks who, we cater to our guests when celebrities show up, and the celebrities, when they show up at our place, they serve our guests. So we go about it a little differently.
Yeah. An update to the homeless subway opera singer story. There was some flood of generosity, some sort of fund me sites, a lot of money being raised. That's good, but it's like, do you have to be someone with special talent to stand out, to be honored, and to be able to be lifted? Because most people down and out don't have the way to express their talent.
Right. I think they would all probably have a talent that they could express if we took care of them the way that we took care of this young lady. I don't despise the fact that we stepped forward and assisted, and this young lady's got a recording contract and plenty of money in order to make sure she has housing. But this is the way we need to step up to help people help themselves. And, just giving everybody something, just like giving everybody a $500,000 to $700,000 apartment doesn't work. But if we actually made places affordable, if we created affordable, innovative housing, do you know that most people with their own income could afford a place of their own? And that's the way we need to start mm-hmm. thinking.
And then some pushback this week. Some people are pushing back on the governor's move with the piece of legislation that is going to list the remove the CEQA, the environmental studies that would be done to put in housing, the temporary supportive housing, the tent structures. There are people still very concerned that they're going to go up in their neighborhood and they're not going to have a tool that has allowed them to protect the quality of life and the values of their properties. That, you know, their house would be sitting there, just happened to be a vacant city lot two places over, and here come those tents, and the homeless community moves in, and along with it comes the drug problems and the needles and things like that.
Well, I will say that you're much better off having a good organization manage people who are devastated by homelessness under a roof than you are leaving people on the streets. Your neighborhood will be much better off, but I want to stress, it needs to be a good organization, a reputable organization, and the neighborhood's going to need to be assured that you are holding people accountable, that you're working toward people in recovery, that they're being helped with their mental health issues, they're being encouraged to be in recovery rather than using alcohol and drugs. Mm-hmm. And so the neighbors have a right to at least demand accountability and assurance that the organization will be run well.
And if they fear their property values go down or there could be increased violence because of it so close, what do you say? I mean, there are people who have invested their life savings to come to this city, and housing is very expensive. And two doors down, a homeless tent may have an adverse effect on that property value.
I think you're talking about a sprung structure, not a tent.
Not a tent.
So this is actually a permanent structure that's built. People should be inside 24/7. Case management, accountability. They go to work, and they come back, and they pay part of their own way. I think the neighbors will learn that it's a lot better and your house is a lot more valuable when people are under a roof than when they are living in your bushes and using your sidewalks as restroom mm-hmm. facilities.
Out of time. What's the website?
URM.org, Union Rescue Mission. We're the only rescue mission that welcomes single men, single women, moms with kids, dads with kids, two-parent families with kids. We never turn away a woman or a child who comes to our door. We appreciate your help at URM.org.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.